Almost everywhere you look in the city, there are construction cranes. It's hard to remember a time when there was so much building going on in Seattle. This prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
Ready? Okay. Hi, my name is Chris Spott. I'm a general contractor here in Seattle. And my question is, with all the construction I see and with the tunnel being excavated, where does all the dirt go?
We sent out KUOW's Joshua McNichols to find the answer.
I started in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, where Amazon has been building its headquarters. It'll have three towers and a building that looks like a giant glass golf ball. But all that architecture, it's just noise to Gary Horvitz. He doesn't get paid to think about that. He gets paid to think about dirt.
Whenever we're doing a project and you're dealing with an architect, they're concerned with the glory of how high above ground the building will be. The first question I ask is, how deep in the ground is it going?
When you take out dirt, you make a hole. As a geotechnical engineer with Hart Krauser, Horvitz's job is to make sure holes like that don't collapse in on themselves. He's not working on this project, but he does this kind of work on other big buildings all the time. We met up at the Amazon site at a section they just started digging.
What kind of a hole are we going to see here?
For a building of this size, it'll probably be going down around 40 or 50 feet, and the amount of soil that will be generated might be on the order of a quarter of a million cubic yards.
How do you help someone understand how big that is, how voluminous that is?
Well, the way typically one would do it is a typical dump truck that you see going down the road holds 10 cubic yards. So if you're dealing with 250,000 cubic yards, that's 25,000 dump trucks full of soil.
This is not the first time this soil has been moved. It used to be part of Denny Hill. During Seattle's early years, the city flattened out the hill. Much of the dirt flowed into a river valley right here on Westlake Avenue.
Westlake used to be a stream valley, the headwaters of which were about where the Sheraton Hotel is now. And so this area along the spine of Westlake used to be about 30 or 40 feet lower than it is now.
But you can't just dump your extra dirt into a stream bed anymore. You need a place with a permit to take your dirt.
So where's all that dirt go?
Well, it goes a number of places. There are gravel pits or mines scattered throughout Puget Sound. And you, as you can imagine, these mines wind up being very large holes in the ground. And at some point when those mines are played out, they need to be filled back in as part of environmental reclamation.
One of those mines is in Monroe. I headed out to the Fiorito mine in the Cascade Foothills. The top of one of those hills was taken away. The rock was used in construction.
Mining companies often get a bad rap because people think, oh, you're cutting all down all the trees and you're wrecking the environment and basically ruining the earth. What people don't see is that you drive on the road and you have to have the rock products from somewhere. So if you don't mine, then you don't have roads to drive on.
That's Zach Fiorito, who's in charge of the mine now. He says after all the good rock was gone, they started filling up the hole left behind with dirt. Lots of dirt. That hole is now a hill, and that hill is growing.
That hill used to be about 60 feet below where we're standing. That's how much fill is there.
Wait, so is that all dirt, like from Seattle?
Dirt, concrete, asphalt from King County and Snohomish County.
Fiorito offers me a ride to the top of the hill in his truck. It's not an ordinary truck. It feels like something out of Star Wars. The wheels are tall as a grown man. Fiorito handles it like a race car over the quarry's bumpy roads.
Is there anything this vehicle cannot ride over?
It'll get stuck in the mud if the mud's, soft. Yeah.
As we're driving, dump truck drivers from all over the region radio in. They announce their arrival at the quarry.
America Quiet, D-16, coming on the outbound scale.
Yeah, Nelson, he's going to follow you up, and don't forget to pick up your drop back, so please.
This mine takes dirt from about 300 trucks a day. At $100 to $150 bucks per truck, that's good money. But it wasn't always so good.
During the recession, it was super slow here, so we hardly got any material. Whereas now, we're getting a lot.
All right, 44 inbound, Commercial Island.
How long did it take to build this mountain up?
We started filling it in probably 1999. My best guess is there's probably 5 million tons of fill here, and there's approximately 3 million left that can go in.
We approach the top of the hill. It's a broad, flat, muddy plain about the size of a couple football fields. Around us, mountains and river valleys. It's beautiful up here. Three or four at a time, the dump trucks drop their burdens on the ground. A bulldozer comes and smooshes them out, forming another thin layer of this growing hill. All over the region, many picturesque places like this have been shaped and are still being shaped by our region's big projects. Seattle's waterfront tunnel, for example, is sending its dirt across Puget Sound by barge. It comes to rest in an old quarry on a stunning little finger of land near Port Ludlow on the Olympic Peninsula. Eventually, that land will become something completely different. It could become a housing development or a park. That sort of future offers Zach Fiorito something to feel good about.
I get to put it all back. I get to finish the slopes. I get to plant trees. I get to say, oh, okay, I'm making it nice again. You know, okay, yeah, yes, it's been a mess for however long the mine's been here, you know.
Decades, probably.
Decades, yeah. There's a certain amount of gratification from being able to make it, you know, you make it all nice again. It's like you're building a park.
So that's where the dirt goes from Seattle's big construction projects. It's part of a cycle. We dig holes in the county because we need materials so we can build things in the city. And then we use the dirt from the city to fill those holes back up again. In Monroe, I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW's Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Chris Spott. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. We also have a cool drone video showing you where all the dirt is going from the Bertha dig. At our website, you can also leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.